Despite the slow economy, South Africa's big six banks scored high profits in 2018, with their ROEs in at their highest level since the global financial crisis. In studio to talk about EY's latest survey on the banking sector is Ernst van Rooyen, the Financial Services Africa partner. Welcome. Interesting stuff. Why did they do so well in 2018?
I think it's been a combination of a number of factors. Despite a tough economic environment in the South African operations, the banks that we surveyed continue to be run really well, and they have managed their growth really well in a tough economic environment. But I think it's also fair to say that the African operations of those banks who have diversified their strategies have supported the earnings during the 2018 reporting cycle.
Yeah, so after 5 years of sluggish growth there, we're now seeing growth in the rest of Africa. So which bank has the biggest operations in the rest of Africa?
Well, there's two banks that form part of the big six listed banks in South Africa that have significant operations across Africa. And in fact, all of the big four banks that we know have operations in some form across Africa. But I would say that Standard Bank certainly has a big operation across the continent.
So advances increased in the period. I was quite surprised to see that. Was that mostly in rest of Africa, or did advances in South Africa also improve?
Across the board, a growth was evident. But I would say to you, Lee, that certainly in the corporate and investment bank space, the growth was very muted and very low. Whereas in the retail space, it exceeded just over 6% for the sector as a whole. And then if we look at the rest of Africa, growth in advances was in the region of about 23% across the sector.
So is the minimal, in fact there was negative growth coming into those investment and corporate banking divisions, is that really just a reflection of the political uncertainty we're seeing right now?
I think it is a reflection of a very challenging economic environment
in South Africa,
Africa in particular. Where economic growth at 0.8% is not conducive to growth in the corporate investment bank space. If you look beyond the borders of South Africa, where the regions have grown up to 5% in some places, that's been reflected in the loan growth in the corporate investment bank space for those banks.
So just sticking to South Africa for a moment, you know, it seems counterintuitive that impairment charges and impairment ratios actually went down in this period of sluggish growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you listen to what the banks have said through the reporting cycle, and if you listen to what's happening in the market, it does feel counterintuitive. I think the reduction or the continued downward trend is as a result of decisions and strategies banks have put in place over the last
but
2 to 3 years.
Do you see that as a risk factor?
I see that as banks being well managed. I see that as banks being responsible in their lending. I would also point out that, and maybe we've seen this for a number of years, but certainly the banks are guiding that this appears to be the bottom of the low impairments. They certainly expect
it's an upwards trajectory from here.
So
looking a bit further out, Ernest, you know, can the big banks, with their legacy systems, ever compete effectively with the new digi banks that are coming in? Four new entrants into the South African market.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will tell you this. Yes, they will, and they are certainly thinking and have been thinking for a while already about digital and how they change and the competition that is expected from the new entrants in the market. It's interesting that it's not just new banks that are entering the market, but also fintech players are starting to or have been. Encroaching on...
But in your opinion, can they ever effectively compete on price?
I think there's a lot of challenge for our banks, particularly, as you say, with the legacy systems, to change those systems and to become more cost-effective. You are seeing, and you would have seen yesterday, Standard Bank coming out with a result of closing down some of its branches. And that's a trend that we observe through the last few years, where banks are certainly moving their customers away from a physical infrastructure, a branch infrastructure, into a more digital
platform.
Expecting
to see more of that.
Absolutely continue
well,
that.
Looking at those costs, it's an ongoing problem for the banks. Mostly costs sit in IT and staff with the average efficiency ratio of 55.8% for the sector. What happened to the 50% magic number?
Yeah. I think it is very challenging for banks, and it speaks to the point that you raised earlier, is banks have to invest in IT systems to change from a physical presence to a digital presence. And staff costs continue to increase as the skill sets required for banking operations continue to become more and more specialized, whether it's in the IT space, whether it's in the compliance space. It is an expensive and more expensive skill set that is required.
Okay, so to wrap up, three biggest risks to the big six banks, three biggest opportunities, in brief.
I would say the biggest risks continue to be a sluggish economy in the South African environment. Secondly, I think banks are talking about digitization as both an opportunity and as a risk. And I think escalating cost for banks continues to impact on their returns on equity.
Opportunities?
Opportunities would be economic growth. When the economy starts to turn around, our banks play a very important role in our economy. Digitization is very important for our banks to remain competitive, but also take the opportunities. And then I think lending into an untapped financial market.
And particularly in the rest of Africa.
Rest of Africa,
yeah.
Absolutely.
On that positive note, Ernest, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee.
That was Ernest van Rooyen, the Financial Services Africa partner of EY.